What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson. Let's get this started.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This week, we're going to talk about all the meal plans we offer, going from whole food to keto to carnivore, and all the pros about them and who they work for, who they don't work for. And but first, we just want to do a little weekly check-in. So, Tom, what was going on for you this week?
So I've been having shoulder problems basically my entire life, pretty much since high school. Every now and then, I'll feel really strong, shoulder problems go away. They've been kind of coming back. I haven't really been able to do too much like bench press or dips or anything like that. So you know what? I finally realized I should really, really focus on my recovery. So I'm going to stop weight training my upper body and just focus on doing some yoga and really focus on doing some like heavy weight training with just lower body only.
So no bench, no military press, no curls,
nothing. I don't plan on lifting anything heavier than like a t-shirt over my head in the next like 6 months.
Okay,
finally get my shoulder right, see what happens with that.
Yeah, that has been bugging you forever.
Yeah, I think it's about time I finally really get that taken care of.
Yeah, that's smart.
So what's new with you
this week? Well, I mean, you know, I'm Mr. Consistent.
That's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah. I am that guy, that 100% type guy. But this week, I did have to admit, had a little falling off. So some of my wife's family just came over here from overseas. They literally just moved to America. And my wife wanted to take them out to go see, just see the sights, you know, see California, see the states. So we went over to Muir Woods. And have you ever been to Muir Woods?
I've driven past it. I've been wanting to for the longest time.
It's cool. It's not that fucking cool, but it's cool. You know what I mean? It's all
right. That's north of San Francisco for everybody that doesn't live right in
Us. Yeah. So we went to the beach first, and that was nice. It's really pretty. I put my whole I don't need sunscreen anymore to the test. So I was outside for hours, at least, you know, 4 or 5 hours, and didn't wear any sunscreen. So that's a big deal. For me, if anybody knows me, you know I'm very white.
You didn't die. I can't believe you're out there for 4 or 5 hours. That doesn't sound right.
I know, it doesn't. So, I mean, that goes... We'll get into this in another podcast when we specifically really do a deep dive on carnivore, but the dietary fat we eat eventually replaces all the fat in our cellular membrane. So I've obviously been eating predominantly saturated and monounsaturated fat for 6, 7, 8 months now. So all my cells are made up of that type of fat, and they're very stable, so they resist oxidation. And that's what the sun causes with the sunburn, just oxidation of the lipids in our skin. So I really put it to the test and went out there, and did I get a little pink? I mean, what do you think?
You're definitely the darkest that I've seen you for a while. You got a nice little t-shirt tan.
Right, I got t-shirt tan. Yeah, top of my head's red as shit, but no sunburn, like nothing hurts, you know. But I did get some color. So yeah, my plan that day, because I didn't plan to cheat. I never planned to cheat. I was going to fast all day. So I wanted to do the hike fasted, because that's just how I like to train. I was going to treat this hike like a workout, and did that, no problem. But I was planning on getting home around 8-ish, 8:30. So it'd give me time to eat my meal. I had all this meat here at the house to cook. But when we were still in Mill Valley around 8, I was like, oh, we're not getting home till, you know, 11, 1130. And that's, you know, no traffic, get home quick. So we stopped at this like burger spot, and I kind of just said, screw it. You know, like I was hungry from fasting, and working out is a very easy way to get hungry. I mean, you know that.
Oh, definitely.
That's why we don't really recommend working out right away. Or at least one of the reasons why we don't recommend working out right away to a lot of our clients, because when you work out, you get hungry. So we went on this 3-4 hour hike. I was hungry. We showed up at this place, and it was kind of like a custom burger spot. So I went up to the menu, and it was kind of funny. I got their burgers were like single patty or double patty. So I went up there and I said, I want 3 of your double patty hamburgers with bacon, avocado, and egg on all 3. The guy kind of thought, maybe I misspoke, or maybe I was ordering for everybody. And he's like, okay, yeah, is that it? And I was like, no, that's for me. And he was like, okay. And honestly, I put that down. I didn't feel like I ate anything. Obviously had the bun, obviously had the tomatoes and lettuce and stuff. I did tell them to leave the mayonnaise off, because I'm so anti-vegetable oil. Like, even on my weak moments, I can't eat vegetable oil, or I try not to. So, yeah, I broke, and whatever. It wasn't that good, but it's funny, though. The next morning, waking up, that extra glucose all went to my muscles, and I looked way better that morning than I have in a while. Like, I understand I can't eat like that all the time, but I just filled out a little bit. I looked fuller and didn't look like I put on any fat, because I didn't, you know. When you have a little more muscle on your frame, muscle acts like a, almost like a reservoir for cheat days. That extra glucose, extra sugar, your muscles want that. You know, they'll soak it up and just restore their glycogen. So that's what I did. Now it's behind me. I'm back on track. Haven't slipped up yet. So hopefully I won't slip up for another, I don't know, 6 months.
Well, it sounds like that spot was worth it. It's not like you just went to a random McDonald's. Like, you just went to a nice mom and pop hamburger spot. Those spots are usually really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely wasn't bad. Yeah. So, I'm not beating myself about it. It's okay. Every once in a while, it's not a problem, even for me.
Yeah, and going back to your sunburn thing, if you build your house made out of bricks instead of, like, straw or, like, some sticks, like the first two little pigs, you build it like bricks with, like, the third little pig, your house, your body can take a lot more stressors. That's why we preach eating these type of foods, eating real nutrient-dense, rich foods. So you have a body made out of bricks instead of a body made out of just hay and sand. So when, like, that big bad wolf of disease comes, it's not going to blow your house over. Your house is still going to be standing, still going to be resilient. You're not even going to know that disease came around.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And it's not just the carnivore meal plan that's going to do this as far as the high saturated, high monounsaturated fat, all of our plans, and that's actually a good transition into our plans, all of our plans promote saturated and monounsaturated fat. The polyunsaturated fat, specifically seed oils, is eliminated from all of our plans. We don't recommend any of those things.
Yeah, for the most part, they don't occur in nature. I mean, maybe a little bit in nuts, but I mean, that's pretty rare. Yeah, the only way you're really going to get a polyunsaturated fat is if you go make that in a lab.
Yeah, so yeah, vegetable oils, I know we've said it so often, but there's nothing healthy about vegetable oils. Nothing.
You're going to keep hearing it too, because everybody needs to get this message.
Yes.
They still sell like crazy off the store shelves. When you go in any cooking aisle, that's all you see a little section of coconut oil, maybe a little section of some avocado oil. Most of the avocado oil I see is still mixed with some other stuff to cut it, make it cheaper.
Yeah, it's very rarely pure. Oh, actually, that's a good story as well. When we got home from hiking to my wife's family, her mom was cooking. And mind you, her mom's come to my wife, I guess, trying to lose a little bit of weight. So I try and, you know, give tips here and there. And she pulled out a legit 5-gallon thing of canola oil. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, do you have to use this? I was like, this is poison. And she's like, no, it's fine. And I was like, and she's made the comment that my father-in-law, he smokes and she hates that, you know, it's not healthy for you. And I said, the smoke that you're going to generate from cooking with canola oil has damn near all of the same chemicals that you get from cigarette smoke. And I was like, you think smoking's bad, right? And she said, yeah. And I was like, you are smoking. It's just not in the same form. You're eating it instead of smoking it. And that went over her head, and she continued to use the canola oil. But I told her next time I come over, I'm going to bring her a few sticks of butter. So hopefully she'll use it.
I mean, we're pretty much the scientific experiment when it comes to a lot of these vegetable oils. Like, maybe our grandparents were eating this stuff while they were already adults. But if you go back, like, 3-4 generations, this stuff wasn't around back then.
So it didn't exist.
Yeah, there's no long-term studies showing that these things are healthy. The only reason they came about was just some crazy conspiracy theory against saturated fat.
Yep. And they are dirt cheap. And every time you buy a bottle of that stuff, someone's making money off you. These things are designed to be used to make candles. Or, you know, they say, like, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Use canola oil for that shit. That's what it's used for. It's like mechanical oil. Use it in your car. Definitely don't eat it.
Yeah, there's reasons when you go to, like, a nice fancy restaurant, they don't give you some canola oil to, like, dip your bread in. Because it's disgusting. Nobody wants to do that. You're not doing that with some soybean oil. You might use some nice, healthy butter to put on your bread. You might get some nice, healthy olive oil. Something that's got some flavor. It's got some health benefits. You're not just dipping that stuff into some random oil.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about canola oil here, and that's trash, but if you're using soy oil now, please stop. That's even worse. That's probably the worst of the worst, with all the chemicals and all the estrogens in it. Again, this isn't the topic of what we're trying to talk about today, but I know we can talk about vegetable oils forever, but I guess let's first get started talking about our whole food program. And this program allows for carb intake and fruits, vegetables. It's really not limited.
It's a nice little like starter program if you're coming from the standard American diet or the SAD, like we like to call it. So you are limiting what you eat, but it's not like you're eliminating 90% of the way you eat. At least we hope not. So when you go to the grocery store, basically you start in one area on the outside, and then you just walk around the outside, and you don't go up and down any of the aisles. You don't grab anything in the boxes, anything in those bags that are in the middle. You just stick to the outside.
Yeah, that's a good strategy, and if you get used to doing that, it becomes a habit.
And you spend a lot less time, because now you're not wandering up and down the aisles, basically just asking the store, hey, what's on sale, so I should buy it. No, you go there, you know what you're looking for. You're looking at meat, eggs, some vegetables, some fruit if it's in season, and you're a little bit more active. You know, you go to the dairy, get some cheese, get some butter. I mean, that's basically it. Like, you only walk through four sections of the grocery store. It's really easy to do. You're in and you're out.
Yeah, and the thing we limit on the whole food plan is really sugar. So any candies, ice cream, sodas, none of that, and any processed products. So something you'd find like in the freezer aisle, some sort of, what are those brands of freezer brands like you buy the boxes of, they're supposed to be healthy,
TV dinners,
yeah, like those, TV
like Hungry Man,
yeah, stuff like that.
Stouphers, is that one?
I don't know, I think so,
been a while.
Lean Cuisine, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, Lean Cuisine. So things like that kind of get promoted as healthy, but they're quick, ready, already cooked. Nothing like that. And as far as the only meats we really don't recommend on the whole food is chicken breast. And that's not saying chicken breast is a bad meat, because it's definitely a quality protein. It's complete, and it's pretty much damn near all protein. But it's just, it's honestly, it's a scam. I just don't personally, and I think you agree, they don't like the narrative around chicken breast. It's promoted as like the healthiest meat on the planet.
Well, I would buy it more if it wasn't the most expensive.
Yeah.
And also with that, it's the least beneficial. So I can get chicken wings, thighs, drumsticks. They're so much cheaper. I mean, like a quarter of the price. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting all the fat and all the vitamins. All you're getting from the chicken breast is protein. That's it. You're not getting anything else. When you get the drumsticks, now you're getting all that fat. You're getting a lot more calories, a lot more energy from it. Now you're getting a lot of vitamins too.
Yeah, and so all the protein sources we recommend are going to be paired with their fat, so natural occurring fat with the protein. And we don't recommend deli meat, because as far as a meat goes, it's probably the lowest quality. So if you see like turkey breast or the ham, we would recommend whole turkey or ham, like a pork, not deli meat. We also don't recommend egg whites or ground turkey, that again is like 90%+ lean. For various similar reasons to the chicken breast, it's promoted as being healthy because it's so lean, but in nature and the way our body metabolizes protein, it's supposed to be paired with fat. When you have protein, pair it with fat. So we don't recommend those three meats, but besides that, everything else is pretty much good to go.
So with deli meat, we don't include, I don't really know where to put bacon on this, if it's considered deli meat or if it's just considered pork, because there is a little bit of processing going along with that. So when we do look for bacon, you want to look for uncured, minimally processed. There's a lot of weird buzzwords with it. I think vegetarian fed is usually a go-to one.
Yeah.
There's not as many terms to define it like there is with chicken or with beef.
Yeah, you're going to be hard-pressed to find something like organic bacon. You said you do in Walmart, right? You get organic bacon at Walmart?
It's not organic. It doesn't have that labeling.
Oh, it doesn't?
It's uncured, minimally processed. I think vegetarian fed, no antibiotics, those type of buzzwords.
Yeah, go ahead and look for something like that. I think at the end of the day, if you find something that has just low sugar in it. If you say if something says sugar free or even like pasture raised pork, go for those. That's the type of bacon I get. It's pasture raised and sugar free. And the whole nitrate argument, that's why the whole uncured meat comes into play. They say curing it adds nitrates. We're going to have to talk about nitrates at some point and how that's bogus. And like there's way more nitrates in our saliva than there you'll ever find in meat. And there's way more nitrates in vegetables than you'll ever find in bacon. But that's obviously another topic for another day, you know? But so yeah, don't worry about bacon. You can eat all the bacon you want. It's delicious. You get lard from it, and that's a great oil to cook with. So that's fine.
Well, with the curing process, if it's an old school curing technique where it's basically just salt, that method's fine. But one of the problems with it is today's world, everything needs to be instant. We don't take our time to just let the soak or let the salt take care of its business. So now we like blast it with a bunch of chemicals. So now it's not the same type of curing process. That's why we kind of look for uncured, because we don't know what type of curing process they're using. If it's the new method, blasting it with a bunch of chemicals, or the old method.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with actual nitrates. So there's nothing wrong with nitrates, trust me.
Yeah, you're getting way more nitrates from vegetables than you'll ever get from meat.
Yeah, very true. So the oils we recommend, again, are kind of saturated fat, monounsaturated fat. Examples would be butter, ghee, coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil, and palm oil. That's one that people don't see a lot of, but if you see it as some sort of like additive and under the ingredient list, if you see palm oil, from a macro standpoint, it's perfectly healthy. It's predominantly saturated and monounsaturated, so palm oil's good to go.
It is in the headlines just because it's a newer crop and they're starting to cut down rainforest. So if you hear anything bad about palm oil, that's why. The way I look at it is we're growing a bunch of other vegetables and fruits that aren't as healthy for us. So yes, we are cutting down forests for this reason, but maybe we should stop growing like corn and soy on some other ones and let those animals take that land back.
Exactly.
So I don't know. It just kind of depends on your perspective on that. But as far as like a health concern, it's perfectly fine.
The oils, again, just to touch on the ones we avoid, the ones we don't recommend are all the vegetable oils. So corn, canola, soy, anything that's polyunsaturated or hydrogenated, which all of those would be. And like fake butter, like margarine, or
I can't believe it's not butter. Mm-hmm.
Crisco, I think.
Smart Balance or Smart Choice. It's one of those. It's definitely not a smart choice. Like, don't no. get it.
Yeah, don't get
it. There's a lot of those type of things.
Yeah, so don't get anything like that. Just go for something that says, if it's butter, the only ingredient should be milk. And
it's really not that hard to find grass-fed butter either.
It'll say it right on the label.
Yeah, a lot of the European brands are grass-fed just because they have better raising standards than we do. So Kerrygold's a really good brand. Finlandia is another brand I buy. They're usually really cheap. If you want to buy something American, Organic Valley, Organic Pastures is another one. Vital Farms, that's your favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, I do Vital Farms butter and Vital Farm eggs. That brand is a little bit harder to find. I've only found it in one store locally, but that's the one. That's my go-to.
Vital Farms is growing. I'm starting to see their stuff in Walmart now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That actually makes me happy. They're a good company. They know what they're doing. You can look it up online. The chickens are healthy. The cows are healthy. They care about the environment. They care about the health of their animals. And if you can support businesses like that, you should. Even if it might be a dollar or two more expensive, but if you have those means, you know, make your money count.
One thing I don't think we touched on in the meat section is what the different, like, organic, pasture-raised, grass-fed, what those mean. So, pasture-raised is basically the gold standard. You always want to go for pasture-raised. Pasture-raised basically means that if it's a cow or if it's a chicken, it's living off the land, so it's eating as close to a natural diet as it possibly can.
Of course, vegetarian is like a trigger word for health. If you see something that says, you'll see, actually, good story, the eggs at that burger spot, they said vegetarian fed chickens. I was like, well, that don't make no fucking sense. Like, they're promoting that like a good thing. chickens are naturally carnivorous. They're scavengers. So if you let chickens mess around with each other, a few of them are going to get eaten. They eat bugs. They go through the grass. They eat termites. They eat pretty much whatever they can eat. They're scavengers. So saying a chicken has vegetarian feed, like that's a good thing, that's not their natural diet.
Yes, that is completely true. But what that is eliminating is some of the lower grade chicken feed. I don't know if this is still an issue, but it used to be at one point. Is they were feeding them chicken meal. So you were feeding chickens chicken because it was cheap. So that's why that vegetarian fed is on there. It's not really a good thing, but it's that we do such bad things to chickens when we can.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why it's on there.
Oh, okay.
I know it's kind
of... That's probably one of the reasons why it's on there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know it's sad to say, but yeah. Chickens dirt cheap. So organic feed, or organic when it's on a meat.